Hello and welcome to the Camping Crew Podcast with Chris and Aaron.
Hello everybody and welcome to episode 162 of the Camping Crew Podcast. I'm Aaron Birchall.
And I'm Chris Byrne.
As always, it's meant to be a fun podcast. We're just enthusiasts and what we discuss on the podcast are just our own personal views. Although we do look into some of the items that you ask us to look into.
Yeah, and you might notice my sound is a lot better this week, Aaron. We had a bit of a disaster with the sound on the last podcast, so I better work out a much better solution the next time I decide to take off in the van for a week.
Well, do what I do. Cancel the podcast for the week when you take off in the van.
I know, I'm too dedicated for that, Aaron. Anyway, if you'd like to support the podcast, and if you can afford to, you can buy us a coffee at ko-fi.com/thecampingcrew. And we want to say thank you to Liam Kelly for his donation this week.
We're going to kick off with good news because it's this coming weekend. The Charlie and Me Camping Crew podcast meetup at Banno Bay is this Friday, Saturday, and we'll all be going home on Sunday. I am so looking forward to it.
Yeah, there's always a good bit of excitement the week before we get to meet up because I suppose in a lot of cases people are booking directly to the campsite, so we don't know exactly who's going to be there. That's, I think that's part of the fun and excitement as well, just to go and meet people. Now, obviously, a few people have been in touch to say that they are coming. And I think you have a couple of little surprises in store as well, Aaron, which I don't know if you want to say that or keep it as a surprise.
No, we'll keep it as a surprise, but there's going to be a bit of fun. I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I will say that Bernie was on from Banno Bay to say that for those of you who want to book a tent, if you go on to Banno Bay, .ie and use the code Banno22. So it's Banno22, BannoBay.ie. Very few spaces left, but there's still a few spaces left, and we would love to see you there. And I'm just looking forward to meeting and greeting. We'll have the podcast recording equipment there. We'll have the Charlie and Me cameras there. We might even get to record another few Meet the Campers, which I really enjoyed doing in Kilkenny. Yeah. And I enjoy adding them on to the podcast. And I'm loving the outtakes, which I'm working at the moment to do a Meet the Camper outtake. So we'll just wait till we get Banno Bay out of the way this weekend.
Yeah, so if you want to be guaranteed a space, book. And but as Aaron said, you probably get spaces right up to the day anyway. Hopefully we're doing our damnedest to try and fill the field anyway. We're not far off it.
Yeah, we're not far off at this stage. So looking forward to meeting you guys this coming weekend at Banno Bay. And if you want to book, it's bannobay.ie. Right, let's see what's been happening. Concern for campervan parking in Donegal Town. You've got a bit of a story there.
Yeah, I saw an article. I noticed it today. It was published yesterday. Not an article, actually. It was a radio show on oceanfm.ie, and it was on the Northwest Today programme. There's a story there, and the headline goes, "It's claimed that up to 30 campervans are parking illegally at the quay in Donegal Town every night during the tourist season. So the matter is now going to be raised at the next meeting of Donegal County Council by Councillor Tom Conaghan, who insists that there are enough camper facilities nearby already." There's actually an audible interview, an audio interview, should I say, that you can listen to on oceanfm.ie. I think it's about 6 minutes long, but worth to listen to hear the views of the councillor as well and what he's suggesting as an alternative.
And we'll keep you updated if there's any changes or any more news on that over the coming weeks on the podcasts. Online chatter now. Speaking of this weekend, I'm going to be doing something with a buddy of mine, Mac. He's my ex-radio presenter partner, and we're actually going to get back together over the weekend and do a bit of a gig, and I'm looking forward to that. But his wife, Emma, is now part of the Motorhome Enthusiast Ireland Facebook page. She's one of the admins. And Emma has posted the first of a new series of videos on the Motorhome Enthusiast Ireland's Facebook
page.
This
is brilliant.
And it's called "Don't Be a Dick, Be Like Mick." Now, the thing is, her husband, Mac, is playing the part of Dick, and I've been calling him one of them for years. So it was kudos when I saw that. It's brilliant. It's great to see. She went on to say that it's great to see all the folks enjoying the lifestyles, but they may not be aware of the etiquette. Now, there is a camping etiquette. We have spoken about it before. It's actually, you have it up on our
website.
Yeah,
we even have a section on our webpage called Camping Code, trying to just, I suppose, help out new campers.
Well, she goes on to say that they're going to run a series of photos and videos over the next couple of weeks on MEI's Facebook, and the tagline will be "Don't be a dick, be like Mick." Now, they've put up a little bit of a trailer, and it's two camper vans racing through a campsite, but these are going to be good, and, you know, they're going to be fun. But there's going to be a serious note behind him as well. So it'll be starring Aidan Mack as the Dick and Michael Richardson as Mick. They've both agreed to do the films. And you know what? They are going to be fun.
Yeah. And if you scroll back to around about August the 22nd on the MEI group, you'll actually see that trailer and you'll get an idea of what to expect there.
Yeah, they're no Steven Spielbergs, as they say themselves. But look, do you know what? When it's a bit of fun, you don't have to be. So can we wish all the guys at MEI the best of luck with that? And I know I'll be tuning into them as well.
And you know, Facebook is the perfect place for postings like that because it's such a large community. And, you know, while the rest of Facebook, I feel, is kind of fading away, I think the motorhome community there, among all the different groups, is as active as ever there, you know. So it's great for new and old campers to be reminded of what's good and what's bad, you know.
Yeah, and it's a great thing about the motorhome groups as well, that even when the so-called season finishes September, October, they're still quite active during the winter months with people asking questions about winterizing or asking questions they're possibly touching up the camper vans and caravans or putting away their stuff. So they're still pretty active. So keep an eye on all of the Facebook groups that are out there. I think if you've got a tent or a caravan or a motorhome or camper van, join them all because you will pick. I know I've learned a lot and picked up little tips and tricks from them as well. So definitely do join as many of those Facebook groups as you can. And just be mindful of the rules and regulations as well. But it could be good fun.
Yes, we'll move on to the listener messages, follow-ups, shout-outs, all of that. And we're going to say a big hello to James Keane. James is currently binging on the podcasts. When he sent us the message, he was on number 59. Just want to let James know that the stickers are on the way to him. We should get them in the next day or so.
59, this is what, 162.
He's a bit to go. Now, he could be working back the way as well. You never know.
Could be. Willie and Liz were on to you during the week as well.
Yeah, they sent a message. I'll read it out. It says, hello, Aaron, and hello, Chris. We've been listening from Ramsbottom in Lancashire in England for a long time, but we are also one of those listeners who are up to date and still catching up. We're on episode 80 and episode 161 at the same time. It's great. History and news at the same time. When we first discovered you, Aaron was talking about going to France and we were listening post-COVID saying, no, you're not, and that's not going to happen, and words to that effect. Not in any way nasty, we just knew what was going to happen already. I know you are just enthusiasts, and this is just your opinion, but me and my wife are coming over to Ireland on the 25th of August in 2022. So they've arrived at this stage. We have a wedding in Ballymena. My wife's brother is based in Randallstown, and I just want to know if you have any ideas about the route. Now, we have actually sent them on the link to Aaron's site, the map showing all the different sites to help them plan out routes and where to go. But he says, we're starting in the north, then into Donegal, Cavan, Monaghan, before heading back to Belfast and for the ferry. And he says, if you're ever over here, feel free to pop in for a brew or a beer. Either way, I love your podcasts and I love Aaron's videos. Cheers, Willie and Liz. And we've called our van Lily Wiz, which is a mix of Willie and Liz. He said, keep up the good work. So as I said, we sent a couple of suggestions to Willie and Liz, and we said we put it out. It would be interesting for them or anyone else listening to the podcast further down the road as well for route suggestions. And I suppose I know you've certainly been up around the Donegal and some of that area a lot more than I have as well, Aaron.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to getting up there again. I mean, the year is coming to an end now, but we're looking forward to getting up there camping. In fact, I was up in Donegal on Monday of this week, but more about that later. It's a beautiful part of the world and the sun was shining, but we will get up that way again, hopefully, for next season, which will be season 6 on Charlie and Me, our camping vlog, but we're looking forward to it. But Willie and Liz, thank you for the mail. Thanks for your support and keep listening and keep watching those videos.
Yeah, and I hope that the stickers arrived before you left. If not, they should be waiting for you when you get home.
Now, Liam Kay was on campsitereview.com. You know, we've got a forum there. It's free and always will be. And speaking of Northern Ireland, he was up north and he gave us a review on Duncannon Campsite on the Campsite Review forum. So I'll just read through that now. We stayed at Duncannon Park for 5 nights early August. It's a small site split into 2 sections. Our section was 10 pitches and nice and shaded and very private. The second section had about the same number of pitches, but it was more open and we were in the middle of a mini heat wave. This section is also near the kids' playground, so it's a little noisier. The caravan park is situated inside Dungannon Park, which is open to the public. The site is run by Mid Ulster County Council. Price for 5 nights, including awning, was £133 sterling. Showers were included, as well as the electric hookup. On the site, there's adequate space between pitches for awnings, tables, etc. The power was 16 amp, which was brilliant. Each pitch was fully serviced. Now, the facilities. Amazing. Campers had access to toilets, showers, black water disposal in a private building, entered by a swipe card. There was no need to use public toilets as a result. It seemed to me to be a new enough facility building. Numerous cubicles and large showers, great pressure and perfect temperatures on the water. Easily the best facility I have seen on a campsite to date. Washing and drying facilities are there for £1 for 90 minutes and the machines are exceptional. Duncannon is 5 minute drive away with the usual shops, eateries, etc. Belfast is an hour drive and many other sites to be seen in the vicinity. The park is very busy, however. Security are present at night time and there is no issue as a result. A great site, brilliant for adults and families alike, and bring your dog no matter what breed they are. Absolute best review on a campsite I've read in a long, long time.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic, and just those facilities, and I think the fact that it's so close to Belfast and everywhere else, it's definitely looks like a great location.
And if you go to a site like that, be it negative or positive, and you'd like to tell like-minded campers, please join campsitereview.com, click on the forum, join it. You'll be approved within 48 hours and then just type away to your heart's content. And we will bring more from Liam's trip up north and indeed around Ireland in future podcasts over the winter season. But it was absolutely brilliant. And speaking of camping, myself, Charlie and me, this Friday's video is the final stop on our Tour de France. It's a little campsite called in a town called Sez. It's a municipal campsite. We've been there before, but not on video. So that's this Friday. It's Charlie and me. So youtube.com/ Charlie and me, our camping vlog. And it's at 9 a.m. And then I think we've got three more Irish sites. And then that's season 5 finished. We're heading into season 6. Now, what I will do, and I might not do it as part of season 6, we'll be camping. There are a few campsites open in Ireland during the winter, so I will do a winter season of videos, and we might just call it that, the winter season. It might
season 5.5, is it
possibly something like that? Yeah, because I think there's 4 or 5 sites, and I know I'll be itching to get out, so I think we will head out on a couple of winter nights, so we'll bring you those videos. We might do like the podcast and drop back to every second week for the winter period, but we definitely will bring you videos over the winter season. But this Friday, the final stop in our Tour de France 2022.
Okay, so let's move to products. So this is not kind of suggesting a product, but one of our listeners looking for a recommendation, and this time it's camping chairs. So Nate sent us a message there. He says, "Hi lads, I'm a pre-campervanner, but to get in the swing of things, I already listened to your excellent podcast. My T6 conversion is due by the end of September, a nod to Martin in Custom Campers. We were tenters when the family was younger, so have quite a bit of it all being aging kit. One of the things that has moved on since our tent days seems to be chairs. Have you done a review on new generation of seating options? My comment or question is, so many of the chairs that I've looked up are US-based. I wonder if we even have an option of sourcing them here. Where in Ireland, in your opinion, is the best or least one-stop shop for all of this sort of thing?" Mm. So I sent back, Nate, a couple of links to Camping Stuff's chair section and Charles Camping's chair section, purely because they've got a huge variety of all the different types of chairs. Mm-hmm. I've looked at some of those American videos, Aaron, and some of those are all these chairs that fold up and they all fit into a matchbox. And when you take them out and fit it all together, they kind of turn a lot of these lean back options. Personally, and it's just my personal opinion, I'm not in favor of those ones. You know, if you're hiking and traveling lightly, you need to travel lightly. You know, certainly that's a good option. You know, I like a strong, sturdy chair that's going to last a good few years. And comfort, obviously, because we spend a lot of time sitting out yapping.
Yeah, you like the high back ones as well. You like to be able to kind of put your head back and have your shoulders covered, don't you?
Yeah, the one I have kind of like a large high bucket seat. But mostly, it's the support for sitting back, but also we sit out a lot. So when I'm sitting in the chair, if it's windy, I'm blocked on 3 sides from the wind.
Yeah, Yeah, yeah. So we have the Royals, and we have them, I'm going to say, 6-8 years, and they're still as good as they were the day we got them. I know when we got them, they were like €55, but I've seen them as dear as €85 now. But that's just the brand that we personally choose. But there are some specs that you reckon you don't just go out and buy a chair. Yeah, you reckon there's things you should look at.
If you're considering buying a chair, we've put an old list together, Aaron. But when you're looking at a chair for yourself, your criteria is going to be different to what somebody else is looking for. Even within the same family, like everyone, you'll see a lot of people with different chairs because they just prefer different things. But some of the things to consider, the far start of the list was like size. So is space going to be an issue? Like if you're traveling in a small VW or other camper van, you know, you're going to be limited by what you can put in this, especially if you're family with you, you know.
And of course, you've got to take in the chair weight. What with weight limits now, if you're going to have three or four chairs and you buy big bulky ones because they're comfortable, they're going to be heavier than if you bought not so much cheaper, but a lighter version of the same chair.
Yeah. And another question is, where are you going to use these chairs? Are you going to use them mostly in Ireland, or are you going to use them abroad? Like if you're, say, in Ireland, you probably want more padding and protection. But if you're in a hot place on the continent somewhere, maybe you want some of the chairs that have got a mesh back on them that kind of breathe a bit more, like, you know.
Yeah. And of course, you can go heated or non-heated because they are out there. I mean, you pay a little bit more, but you can actually get heated or non-heated.
Yeah. Van Gogh have a great range of heated chairs and heated sleeping bags and pads. But they're actually, you can buy Van Gogh chairs, and they're reasonably enough priced as well, that are actually heated. Just plug a little battery pack, put it into the pocket of your chair, and you've got a heated seat.
And then you want to know, do you want it to double like a lounger? You know, do you want to be able to lie out in the sun in it? Or do you just want to have an upright seat or a lazy seat or a lounger? So you've got to take that into consideration as well.
Yeah, and what I like about your Royal chair is if you're sitting up and you're eating, you're sitting up. I hate kind of lying back and eating. I'd rather sit up straight. So little things like that you want to consider. Will you be sitting up at a table most of the time, or will you be sitting back just chatting and lounging with other people as well? Keep that in mind, you know. You know, some people like hard chairs, some people like soft chairs that are going to sink into. What's your preference there? If you've thought all these through, it should be very quickly isolate the exact type of chair that you want, you know.
Then it's down to your budget on top of that then, isn't it? I mean, you might want A, B and C, and then you go, oh my God, that's a mortgage. So you've got to, you know, you'll get what you pay for. However, don't buy something just because it's dearer. Make sure, go back on that list and make sure that it suits your needs. Especially, I think, the space and the weight. They are two things to really consider, first of all.
Yeah, definitely. Look, you could go into the likes of the Halfords and the Aldis and Lidl's and pick up a chair for anything from a 10 or 20 euros. Or then
they're fine. They do the job.
I'm not knocking them, not in any way. Yeah, and you could spend up to €500 then in your more luxury market as well. So it's, you've got to kind of find your limits and what your particular preference is. And, you know, you might start off at one chair and decide, oh, this is not for me. And
I think we all have.
Just change the next time,
If you guys have anything else to add to that list that can help out any of our listeners deciding to do chairs, and maybe it is something that we'll do over the winter months, myself and Chris could get together. We've got a good selection of chairs between us, but there's a lot more out there. But please do get in touch if you've got a favourite chair and you want to suggest where to pick it up. Please do let us know. We'll give you contact details at the end of the show. Now, camp life, and this is a story that you picked up online, and it's something that we've spoken about before, and we will speak about it again. It's about a small few people not disposing of the rubbish on campsites. Yeah, I mean, so it's one thing just going down and dumping it in the streets, but this is concerns from a campsite. Take a listen to what Chris has here.
Yeah, this is a message that came up on Instagram from the Sligo Caravan and Camping Instagram page. So they obviously have the Sligo Caravan and Camping web page, and they sent on a picture of one of their larger wheelie bins with all the rubbish not thrown in the bin but thrown up on top of it. So that was the photo they posted. Look, I'm going to read their message as well, because, like, you know, I think it's worth reminding people, you know, and we're speaking about etiquette later on, but this takes the biscuit. So this, unfortunately, is all too common at both of our campsites. Grown adults who supposedly enjoy the great outdoors feel it's acceptable behaviour to throw the rubbish on top of our skips, which nearly takes more effort than putting the rubbish into the skip, and here comes the seagulls. Worse still, the amount of people who put their recycling in the clearly marked general waste and put their general waste in a recycling skip. The vast majority of our guests are lovely and amazing and kind and caring, but this type of behaviour is simply despicable. Please, please, please consider the planet, consider our staff and your dignity when disposing of your waste while on holidays with us. We really don't want to start reviewing hours of CCTV footage to identify the people doing this, but we will if this continues. A sincere thank you to the vast majority of our guests who separate the waste and put it in the appropriate bins. Now, look, yeah. I'm not good. There's no excuse.
No.
It takes a few seconds to separate your rubbish.
How we now carry two bins in the van. We never did. It was cans were always left and bottles were always left on top. But I'm just saying that this summer, it was just dirty. So we now actually have a bin, general waste bin, which is with a biodegradable bag. And then we have another bin hanging on a hook, which is for bottles, cans. And in fairness, Deirdre washes out all of them, even down to the I love my beans that come in these little snap packs. She'll wash them out, clean them off, put them into the bins. It's so easily done then to walk over. And I'm going to say practically every campsite in Ireland, flick in the world, have recyclable bins and everyday bins. So please do make the effort. I know it's the end of the season, but there's always next year and there's the rest of the year for those of us who are out camping. I know on smaller sites, I forget where it was. And when I read this during the week, there was one site where I did go and one of the bins was actually full, but only a little small bag. We were only there for one night, so I brought it home. I didn't bother I could have just dumped it on top of the bin, but I said, you know what? There was no room in the bin, so I just brought it home.
Yeah, that's just a small amount. Look, there's facilities there. All they're asking, I don't think it's unreasonable in any way.
No.
Is to put the right rubbish in the right bin.
And put it in the bin.
Go to and they'll have a separate bin for all the different coloured glass. They'll have a separate bin for cardboard, a separate bin for tins. And that depends on each of the local councils have their own rules about separating the rubbish. Look, it's not going to take a few seconds.
Yeah.
Don't just open the bin and just feck it in there. There's no... And look... I can tell you now, Aaron, 99.9% of anyone listening to this podcast are not doing this.
No. But obviously in Sligo Caravan and Camping, in the two sites up there, people are doing it. I do think if you go to the bin and it's full, bring your rubbish back and go to the office and say, guys, the big green bin is full. Where do I dump my rubbish? You'll find by that evening that bin will be replaced because a lot of them carry three or four of those, especially big sites like up in Sligo. They carry three or four of those big wheelie bins. Just let them know because the staff can't do everything and be everywhere. So if you do go to a bin on site and you don't want to throw your rubbish on top and it's full, just go and let reception know and they will sort it out.
I think, to be honest with you, I think it just comes down to pure unadulterated laziness when people are doing it. You know what I mean? I can't find any other reason for it. But anyway, look, I just thought I'd highlight it. I think it was worth a bit of a discussion at the end, and fair play to the guys at Sligo Caravan and Camping for highlighting it. I think it's
it was needed. We love getting your messages, your ideas, campsite suggestions, reviews and product reviews, or anything newsworthy that you think we should be chatting about on the podcast. Don't forget, we've got stickers for your motorhome, campervan, caravan and car. They're free. They always will be. We need your name, your address and your postcode. But for you to get that to us, you need all our contact details, and Chris has them.
Our webpage is thecampingcrew.ie. Our email is campingcrewpodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter, we're at thecampingcrew. On Instagram, we're at thecampingcrewpodcast. Facebook, we're at all the motorhome and camping groups. And occasionally, you'll find us posting there at boars.ie. And anywhere else you'll find us online, feel free to reach out, drop us a message.
And don't forget, we have campsitereview.com where you can join the forum. It's free. Leave reviews and we will take some of the reviews from that website and use them on the podcast. And every Friday, it's youtube.com/Charlie and me, our camping vlog. There's still a couple of weeks left in camping. Hopefully, we will get to see quite a lot of you this coming weekend at Banno Bay. Looking forward to that. From me, Aaron Birchall, stay safe.
Yeah, and as Aaron said, if we get to see you this weekend at Banno Bay, that'll be great. And I'm sure we'll see everybody else at Fantastival 2 weeks after that as well, because we're meeting up again up in Fantastival as well. So if you see us there again, come back to us and come over to us and say hello. I'm sure you won't miss Aaron's yellow Bebo anyway, in the middle of Fantastival.
It's actually the Bebo's final outing because she's going for sale that following Monday. So Fantastival is the Bebo as a brand that Charlie Me Vehicles final camp trip.
exclusive there now. Get your bids and
forgot all about that.
And proposals in there now.
There'll be a big for sale sign on it, and call over to me and have a chat.
I hope you're not going to edit this out now at the end.
No, this is staying in.
Spoil the exclusive.
No, this is staying in. We'll see you there. So take care of yourselves, and we'll chat to you very, very soon.
Bye bye.
Well, that's it for another podcast from the Camping Crew. Thanks for listening, and do join us again very soon. Safe camping.